from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here's the snap. Allen going to keep it and run. Looking for the end zone, and he's in! Josh Allen, the beast, has been released. It's a 5-yard touchdown run for Buffalo.
Bills rookies are reporting today to training camp. Football is almost here. We'll be at St. John Fisher a week from tomorrow. Very exciting. Chris Brown on the call there on the touchdown from last season. And we have some very exciting news to share with everybody here on WGR. It was just made official. The Bills and Odyssey are thrilled to announce that Chris Brown is officially the new voice of the Buffalo Bills in the radio booth going forward. So Chris Brown is now on the Western Hotline. Chris, congratulations. Awesome news.
Wow, the applause, too. Thank
the applause.
You so much. You guys really went all out there. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Humbled and honored to be named, you know, the next play-by-play broadcaster for the Bills. Special thanks to the Pegula family, Terry Pegula especially, and Pete Quelly over with the Bills, and then Tim Wenger and Alan Davis over at Odyssey. I should also thank my wife, who is easily my best supporter and advocate, and has been even before we were married, as far as my career goes. It's a big day.
yeah, it's awesome news. There were a lot of applicants, too. There's a thorough search, triple digits. I know people were applying all over the country, even some out of the country. So you are only the third full-time play-by-play radio broadcaster in Bills history, with Van Miller and, of course, Murph. And you would have had experiences with Van also, right? Even before Murph?
Yeah. So my first year on the Bills radio network as a Bills pregame host was Van's last year calling games. So, yeah, I mean, I was very fortunate. And even before that, I had been in touch with Van because he used to come to me in the press box Sunday mornings before Bills games, because I was doing University at Buffalo games in the early 2000s there, when he was still calling Bills games. And he would come over and just chat with me, because he would go to the University at Buffalo games, sit in a box, and he'd listen to me on his transistor radio with an earpiece, which was a little intimidating at the time. But he could not have been more gracious in just sitting down and chatting with me for like 5 minutes almost every Sunday, you know, during the football season, because I was there early in the press box, so was he, and it was just the two of us like chatting for 5 minutes. And yeah, so I just feel very fortunate to have been counseled by him, learned from him, and then obviously I've worked with Murph for over 20 years. So I am well aware of the standard that those two men have set for this job. I know the responsibility I've been entrusted with now to uphold that standard going forward, and I'm fully committed to living up to it.
Yeah. Is this a job you, like, growing up or even beyond that, like, you thought you'd do, or was, like, the dream job? Like, voice of the Bills, like, that's got to hit, you know, it's got to feel incredible. Just even that phrase, play-by-play, full-time announcer, but voice of the Bills after Van, after Murph. But is this a job that you kind of had dreamed about, or was it maybe something that just kind of came more about recently for you?
No, yeah, this it was funny. I was just thinking about this the other night. I moved to Buffalo 30 years ago, almost to the day, July 14th, 1994. Fresh out of school and all of that stuff. And it was largely because I couldn't get a radio job, you know, down on Long Island where I'm from originally. So, you know, I've spent more than half my life here now. I consider myself a Buffalonian. I married a Buffalo girl. Both my kids were born here, and, you know, I've covered this team for almost 30 years now. But this was, I'm not going to lie, it was an end game. I applied for this job 21 years ago. Now, believe me, I knew what the landscape was, and Murph's credentials were far better than mine at the time. But, you know, it's not like I was not going to apply. So it's kind of funny that, you know, it's kind of worked out this way. I was reading, with the Olympics coming up, I was reading this story from Mark Spitz, the famous swimming Olympian who won 7 gold medals back in 72. And I was just taken with a quote that he had, which, you know, he said, "Great things take a while." And this is, for me, it's one of those things.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. What about in terms of like what you learned from Murph, from Van, or even beyond like the time that you've done the job on an interim basis between, you know, the first couple games you did and what you're going to be experiencing going into this upcoming season?
Yeah, I mean, I think the best thing that Murph taught me was you have to keep working at it. Like, just because you're doing it doesn't mean you've arrived. It's a constant skill that you have to hone and try to improve as you move along. Nobody's perfect. And, you know, after the season, I listen back to games and I try to find areas where I think, you know, oh, maybe my tonal quality could be better here. Or, oh, you know what, I should have, you know, taken note of what the yard line was so I knew instantaneously that long touchdown was 54 yards. So there are little things that, you know, you try to improve upon and be hyper aware of in the moment. It's easier said.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Then done with all the things that are going on in a football game. You know, game clock, regular clock, play clock, who's coming on, who's coming off. And, you know, we all have help for that in the booth, obviously, but there are a lot of moving parts. You just try your best to master all of those so you can deliver the best broadcast possible so all Bills fans can enjoy it.
Yeah, are you, because you're, of course, the centerpiece of the broadcast, you know, the play is going through you. Are you kind of the maestro of all that too, like where things are being funneled to you? Like, you have so much help, as you just mentioned, with, you know, the yard markers, like the distance that a play is, where if you're listening to a broadcast and you don't see like the mechanics of it, you know, you might think like, how do they know exactly the yard market, the yard of a touchdown, like that moment or like that quickly? Of course, Greg Harvey on the, you know, with the other, like the mechanical stuff with like sponsors and stuff. I guess just kind of, It seems like a lot, but experience, I'm sure, has been helpful with that.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that's what's going to only enhance the broadcast this coming season, because I've had a 24-game run-up with this crew. And yeah. I know I've said it before, even on the air with you and Jeremy, Joe, you know, like, I could not have asked for a better situation to get dropped into. I mean, between Greg Harvey and Todd Brody and, you know, Sal and Eric Wood, like, I was very fortunate to kind of get dropped into that on the fly with very little notice. And they made it seamless for me. So that's how good it was from the jump with zero prep. You know, now we're kind of entering a second full season here. So I just think we kind of hit the ground running. I mean, yes, look for ways to make the whole thing better, you know, and maybe tweak a thing here or there. But I really feel like we can hit the ground running with some momentum here.
And you'll, of course, be, you know, carrying us through to the new stadium as well. Is there a stadium that comes to mind that if you could hit a magic button and have them redo the broadcast booth or where the visiting booth is that you would change right now? Who's got the worst one?
Well, I think this is kind of unanimous, certainly amongst us on our broadcast team, but talking to some other play-by-play guys around the league, they are pretty much in unison on this. Miami is just a bad spot.
Okay.
Just from a viewpoint, they finally allowed the glass to slide open. You couldn't even open the glass because you have to literally stick your head out the window to see the far left corner of the end zone when they're at the other end of the field. And the year before, I mean, I was pushing my face up against the glass, trying to see down there. Uh-huh. So at least you can slide the window open now. But, of course, they put the sliding window in, and there's a giant bar down the middle of the window space. And it's very tight. If I had one wish, it would be to make the Miami box better.
Chris Brown on the Wester Hotline. The Bills and Odyssey making it official today. Chris, the full-time radio play-by-play announcer of the Buffalo Bills, voice of the Buffalo Bills going forward, taking over for John Murphy. So the season's upcoming. You've been talking about it, of course, on One Bills Live as well here on WGR. But camp a week away, is it have to be receiver, the number one thing that you're looking forward to seeing from the Bills at St. John Fisher?
I think it's going to draw the most eyeballs, Joe, right? Like, you know, you lose two targets that were, you know, basically proven, you know, commodities in the receiving corps. I mean, you can argue whether Gabe Davis was a true number two or if he was more of a three based on his production the last couple of years. But those guys were two stalwarts in the receiving core who delivered a lot of big plays, and there's been a vacuum created with, you know, their departures. So I think it's only natural that fans and media are going to gravitate to the receiver position through the balance of camp, but I think there's a lot that we still have to uncover at the safety position. I think, you know, Matt Mulato's return to full-scale action is something that is probably an under-discussed topic, you know, going into this season, because I think some people forget the first 3 weeks of the season, Bernard and Milano looked like one of the best linebacker duos in the league. I mean, after three games, the team had like 10 takeaways. They were leading the league, and Milano and Bernard were in the middle of all of that. You know, and then Milano has the injury in week five out in London, and it all goes up in smoke. So I think those are just some of the few things. And I think there are going to be some young upstarts that are going to really push some veterans for some starting jobs, whether it's Kyrie Elam at corner. You know, maybe there's a surprise on offense with one of those younger receivers maybe overtaking a more recognized name on the roster as well.
Yep. Next Wednesday, we'll get camp officially underway at St. John Fisher. Rookies reporting today. You can hear Chris a little bit on One Bills Live later on. Again, congratulations, Chris. I'm super happy for you. I can already tell just from seeing Twitter that Bills Mafia is super happy for you as well. So congrats, and I'll talk to you coming up at camp.
Thanks, Joe. We'll see you soon. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris. Chris Brown, the new voice of the Buffalo Bills going forward, starting this season with 17 regular season games and then hopefully some playoff games along the way as well. All right, timeout here. It is Give 716 Day. Reminder, give716.org if you want to donate. All right, where are we at? Where are we at on the counter? Want to get to 500,000 at least before the end of the show. We're at 466,000. So come on, let's go. We're going to have some big numbers by the end of the day. You know, over a million would be awesome. And I think that's a pretty reasonable goal. But it's only 8:45 a.m. already about halfway there. But I think we can get halfway there. We can get halfway there by the end of the show. 8 o'clock hour, which you still have another 15 minutes. First 100 donors of $117.60 or more will get Bills preseason tickets sponsored by Wegmans. All other incentives coming along the way as well. There'll be Bandits autograph stuff, Bills autograph stuff as well. So stay tuned and check it out at give716.org. Time out here. Jody Biasi here on Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy off until next week at training camp. He'll be back. This is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.